On to item 7, if you'd call the item, please.
Item number 7, from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report on the proposed timetable for the 2014 Milwaukee County Community Development Block Grant Program year, including the updated consolidated planning process. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Director Cole.
Madam Chair, Administrator Matthew will give a brief overview of the report.
Mr. Matthew.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Supervisors. This is a very similar report to what you would see every year. Half the report is outlining our CDBG timeline, as you've seen in the past, and the other half actually discusses updating our consolidated plan and going through that process. But just to start with our CDBG timeline, you'll see the timeline there on page 2, starting with our first public hearing. Again, this is a very similar process to what we used in the past. We have applications available June 24th. We're actually ahead of schedule on that. We're going to be doing a brand new application this year. Our application has been the same for many, many years in the county. Due to some programmatic changes and different audits and everything that we're doing now, we are changing the application, which I think will be a benefit not only to county staff, but also to recipients to really understand if their projects are eligible, understand what their responsibilities are to receive funding. So applications will most likely be available before June 24th with the due date of July 26th. The importance of this timeline, HUD does need our annual plan in prior to November 15th. I'm happy to report that this past year, our annual plan was on time for probably the first time since anybody has been able to tell me in years past. And I do want to thank this committee. You'll see on here an asterisk by September 23rd. This committee did agree to hold a special hearing last year, which was really crucial to us getting our report in on time, and it was approved without any changes from HUD, and I don't think that's happened in a while either. So thank you for your support on that. So if you'd be willing to do that again this cycle around that September 23rd date, we would appreciate that.
And for the committee's information, I've already pledged our support in that regard. We came through with flying colors last year, and we will cooperate in any way we need to get it done correctly.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. So again, the timeline is very similar to what you would see every other year. There really are no changes for dates besides the application potentially being out earlier. The other change we're making, we're doing some pretty substantial training upgrades for municipalities and nonprofits. When our applications are available, we will be meeting with all municipalities to go over project ideas that they have, ways they might be able to improve, make sure they're eligible, offer technical assistance to any nonprofits that are looking to apply. So we'll be doing that a lot more this year than we did last year. Everything will be on our website. We'll be doing training videos and CDs and all kinds of upgrades that we're really excited about. So the other half of this report deals with updating our consolidated plan. What the consolidated plan is pretty much Milwaukee County's five-year strategic plan on our home funds, our CDBG funds, looking at what the county priorities are and really trying to fund projects that fit that plan. That plan goes through the end of 2014. We've been dealing with this plan since I started, and some of my new managers have started. It's a very general plan. It didn't give the citizen participation that we'd really like to see. So we would like to do this plan a year early. And there's a timeline attached of what that might look like. Really, what the main change is going to be is our consolidated plan should be driven by the public. In every municipality through focus groups. We're working with a consultant to get this plan done. And really, we'd like to be a lot more specific. We would like it when we're looking at funding block grant proposals through a competitive process that individuals really meet the exact needs that our consolidated plan, whatever that happens to look like, whatever we get for citizen input. So there will be emails going out about our focus groups to everybody in the community. We have a pretty extensive mailing list. Each county supervisor is going to be on this mailing list, so you'll be seeing that shortly. We'd like to hold focus groups in every municipality to really get people's attention on this issue, to weigh in on that. So that's really what really should drive a community's block grant funds, is what its citizens say is what's important for projects. So it's really going to be a change from what we've kind of done in the past, and we're excited about that. So that timeline is also attached. The ending deadline is similar to our annual plan as far as its submission to HUD. Again, this is a year in advance, but we'd like to do it, just kind of get a jump on this plan and make it a really decent plan that has more specifics to it.
Committee. No questions, comments? So the initial deadline for block grant applications is?
Is
you mentioned it already. I just want to underline it.
Sure, Madam Chair. I believe it is July 26th, if my memory is correct. Yes, July 26th.
And we're going to do the South Milwaukee meeting. I'll talk to you separately about that. Any other comments or questions? Committee, what's your pleasure?
It sounds like that this report won't be changed, that these dates are set. I can make a motion to receive and place and file.
I think it's probably good information for everyone to get. All right, so we have a motion to receive and place on file. If there are no other comments, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Bowen?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishan?
Aye.
Taylor?
Excused.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
All right, thank you.